Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
On Thursday, we had a conversation with the ANC as well as Action SA. We were scheduled to speak to the DA, but unfortunately, Mr. Msimanga was still held up somewhere else. And so we thought it was wise to talk to him again. This is after Silius Brink, the former mayor of Tshwane, has just been ousted. He was just ousted on that day. And so we just wanted to also get an update on things that have transpired over the weekend. And it looks like, you know, the story keeps developing. DA Gauteng leader Solim Msimanga now is on the line with us. Mr. Msimanga, thank you for making time for us. Good evening.
Tamara, good evening to you and good evening to the Kaya FM listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making time for us. Let me just ask you quickly, because we weren't able to speak to you on Thursday. Were you surprised by the motion? Oh, well, you knew the motion of no confidence was coming through. But when we spoke to Silius Brink last week, he was pretty confident that there were discussions amongst yourselves and the ANC, and the ANC was warming up to either not putting forward the motion of no confidence or, you know, and supporting the mayor himself. And so what I was surprised about was the fact that they went ahead anyway, even after the mayor had said he felt pretty confident that that wasn't going to happen. And I think it was maybe 24 hours before the motion was put forward.
Just to say that, you know, we're seeing a trend that is developing, and that is a worrying trend,
mm-hmm.
that at a national level, there seems to be a cordial, working relationship mm-hmm. between, or at least an understanding,
mm-hmm.
that, the people at a national level have an understanding that the people of South Africa, certainly in Gauteng, certainly in KZN, and at a national level, have said that no one political party will be able to govern on its own. And we have seen, the coordination and cooperation that is taking place in KZN. We've seen that happening at a national level. We were hoping that that would be the case here in Gauteng, given the fact that Gauteng actually, the ANC performed the worst, getting 34%. The vote became 27%. And therefore, we needed to then start finding a way of cooperating, talking to each other in terms of what we do. You must appreciate that we control the second biggest number of votes. The ANC will control the biggest chunk, we control the second biggest. Therefore, it won't work for all of us to have stability in all municipalities, because, the constituents that we are serving are always the ones who are affected when services are not happening. Therefore, there had been that understanding, and at a national level. We tried to get that at a provincial level. The last time you interviewed me, I did tell you that we reached out to the ANC to then say, how do we find a stability across all municipalities, not just in Tshwane, in Joburg. You remember that was just before the motion of no confidence in Tshwane aspect that was being put up. We had said to them that, we need to talk to them. They were warming up to that. I literally, the morning of that particular council, that Thursday, we were still talking and they were saying to us that they will engage with us. Mm. But it looks like they're big all years at a provincial level.
What I see, and you mentioned this as a worrying trend, but what I do see, and you've mentioned this before, that as the DA, how you deal with your structures, especially, for instance, in issues like this, you would get almost a directive from national, but you escalate it to national, you have a conversation there, and then it will trickle down with sort of some instructions to the municipal level. The ANC insists, or at least from what we are seeing, they have always said, in a way, they're independent. What's happening at national doesn't necessarily affect the municipal discussions. And yet at the same time, we're also told that they got, I suppose, a go-ahead from national to go ahead with motion of no confidence. I heard earlier that Helen Zille was saying there were discussions after the first time that they put a motion of no confidence, and of course you guys at the DA took it to court. Where's the disconnect here? Because I'm not sure that you're all speaking at the same levels of leadership so that you're all on the same page.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The problem would have or would be coming from the ANC's provincial level. I mean, I must tell you that we were approached by the Ekurhuleni and ANC local guys to say, look, they would want the DA to be for part of the Ekurhuleni, executive. In Tshwane is aware part of the ANC that we're saying, are we able to then have a conversation? I can tell you now that even in Johannesburg, you remember after the fiasco of Dada Morero's, utterances, and there were already people who were saying they wanted to put a motion of no confidence in Dada at that time.
Mm.
And we were saying, look, it doesn't help that we have this ongoing motions of no confidence in all these municipalities. The ANC at a national level says they would want to talk to us about, having some kind of a working arrangement in Tegwini, Devon. They were talking to us about having a working relationship in Nelson Mandela Bay. So we are saying now, well, if they were willing to talk to us about these stabilities at a national level and also at a local level, where is the blockage? And the blockage seems to be coming and pointing to one area, and that is, with Tikenyisa and with Panyazali Suchi. So that is where this thing is coming from. And, this is why we ended up writing to the national leadership of the ANC to then say, look, if you want our cooperation somewhere else, surely you can then come around the table and be honest with us in terms of where we stand and where we're supposed to be. If you want us to be helping you, or you want us to be forming some kind of a working relationship, in a Tegwini as an example, why are you then doing what you're doing in Tshwane as an example? Why, if you want us to be cooperating with you in Ekurhuleni, do you then do something like this in Tshwane? So that is the conversation that needs to be had. And you remember, even after the national election, the president did make an announcement that there will be a national dialogue that talks about how do you bring unity in all the provinces and how do you bring unity at a local level. The reality is this, Timel. Going forward, you are not going to have a one-party dominance. You're not going to have one party winning all municipalities or winning all provinces. That's not going to happen. That's not how this a democracy as it's maturing is going to then evolve into. Therefore, it means that you're going to have coalitions. And therefore, you're going to need to start talking and being honest about your discussions. And that is why part of what we've done is also to propose a deal that talks to coalition, regulation, and also mediation that needs to be there, or how you have an ombudsman that will look into how coalitions are regulated in South Africa. So, and that is aimed at ensuring that ultimately you have stability, and that is what we've been trying to talk to the ANC about.
But look, the DA didn't put up such a fight for Mpopalazi, who many would say was onto something. She was starting to change the city around. What is it about Tshwane that you guys are not willing to accept the vote in that council, and that it is what it is?
We did put up a fight. We did go to court, not once but twice, for Mpopalazi. There was an agreement. The only thing that we were not willing to do in that circumstance, as you would remember, is that we were not willing to go and cooperate and work with the EFF, and therefore the EFF then turned and worked and went with the ANC, and that becomes now it becomes a voting issue, it becomes a numbers issue. So in this instance, we have the ANC that has been brought under 50%, and I think it's a little bit unfair that you would want to then compare the two, because the circumstances are not the same. At that point in time, the ANC were in charge nationally on their own. They were in charge of all the 9 provinces on their own. They didn't need to converse with the DA on any issue. In this point in time, the circumstances are very different. You have an ANC that didn't manage to get more than 40% at the national level. They didn't manage to get more than 25% at the provincial level, secondly in Gauteng. They became the third largest party in KZN. And therefore, in a number of municipalities, Ekurhuleni, secondly, Nelson Mandela Bay, the natural here in Gauteng, they are not able to then form government on their own. So the circumstances are very, very different, and I think we need to look at it that way.
Well, not quite, because all that you've just said is absolutely correct, except, democracy is democracy is democracy. You guys are not willing to accept democracy when it doesn't work in your favor. There were votes, you didn't get enough votes. You didn't obviously do a good job in lobbying the ANC. It didn't help. Whatever it is you were discussing with the ANC prior, clearly it didn't work. It is what it is. Why can't you just accept that and move it on?
Primarily, you're missing the point. We are moving on. We're not saying we're not going to participate in this process. We're not saying that we're going to boycott elections, or we're not going to form part of council, or we're taking them to court. support. No, we're not saying that. We are saying that given the fact that they're engaging with us, they are asking us, coalesce with them somewhere else. And we are saying, if you're asking this of us, therefore we can then ask this of you. If you're asking us to avoid an MK takeover in Nelson Mandela Bay, we can come to you and say, but why are you then doing this in fun? It's still part of democracy to then say, you know, if you want us to help you form a majority there, why can't you use the same leverage for you somewhere else? I don't think that what you're saying, what I'm saying, contradicts each other. I think what we are saying here is that there is a possibility that where they want to have us supporting them or forming a coalition with them or whatever it is that they want to call it, we're more than happy to engage. As long as, and I've said this to you before, we will talk to any political party that is aimed at ensuring that the stability in governance, that services get to be delivered to the people, and ultimately that we get South Africa to be moving in the right direction. And if that is the case of them saying to us, this is what they want in Nelson Mandela Bay as an example, or this is what they want in a Tebin or in a Kuruleni, we then come around the table and say, okay, we want the same thing, but this time we want it in Swami. So I don't think this is anti-democratic. It's also then saying, if you want our numbers there, this is where we now also need your numbers in another area.
So where does that leave you? Are you now having refreshed talks with the ANC about putting forward Cilliers Brink again when that vote comes in again? I think it's in the next 10 days or something like that, 12 days.
Yeah, we already have written to them at a national level to then say, are we able to then have a conversation with Kula and Kamahed? Are we able to then have a conversation where we are saying, what does this leave, this whole fiasco? Because remember, it's not only in Tshwane where these things are happening. There is, a need to have a conversation, as they had said, about Ekurhuleni. There's a conversation to be had about, Ekurhuleni, as I said to you. So this is what we are saying to them today. Are we able to have these conversations about stability across municipalities where there is coalition? And if that is the case, what does it look like? Does it mean a reconfiguration of governance or executive authority at those particular municipalities? And what shape does it take? And not only do we want to then talk about what take place as in those positions, but to then say, if you then form these reconfigured executives, how do you then guarantee, Pinelo, that these will be the last time that you have, the changes, the chopper changes? Because we cannot have, another mayor change in Johannesburg. We cannot have another mayor change in Tshwane or in Ekurhuleni or wherever else, at least until we all go as political parties to seek for a fresh mandate in 2026. And that's what we are hoping, that we'll be able to then have that conversation and have that clarity with the ANC and certainly with other parties that had shown interest in forming the coalition or at least being part of government.
If your discussions with the ANC do not bring you joy, is the door shut to Action SA?
Come again?
Is the door shut to discussing I don't even know whether it would be a coalition, but some sort of a cooperation with Action SA?
Well, then we'll certainly then go back into the opposition benches. You said that very, very much so. That, if they're able to then form their numbers, then it's fine. We will go into the opposition. We'll sell from the opposition. We have been serving the people of South Africa, certainly in provinces and even at the national level, even in municipalities, from opposition benches. So we're not very much allergic to that. We will go back to those. We will do our best to hold the executive to account, and we will take it from there.
No, let me ask it again. I was asking whether, if your discussions with the ANC are not successful, would you consider having discussions with Action SA again?
Well, Action SA will have to then come to the table and, talk about the real reasons why they did what they did. Because I think there's relationships that have really soured here, and we now need to then talk to them to then say, would we then not have the same, issues rearing its head again, a couple of months down the line if we are to have a conversation? Because as I said to you, Pinelo, it's not about just being in the executive seat. It's about also being able to have stable governments that are able to then deliver and going into, at least, a 2-year period of stability, because what is happening right now at the, municipal level is undermining what is happening at a national level, where there is, a mood of at least recovery of the economy, just the confidence that is beginning to take place, which is supposed to translate into some kind of real work that is happening at a municipal level. And we are seeing that now, being undermined. And this is why we are saying, if you are to converse with anybody, it will have to be, around these principles and around that understanding that if we are doing that, there will be stability between now and 2026 without any hindrance. And then if we can find each other, then we'll be able to then talk. If we cannot, then, as I said, we're more than happy to go into the opposition benches.
All right. DA Gauteng leader Solim Sumanga, thank you so much for your time. Listening into that conversation is Action SA leader Herman Mashaba. Tata Mashaba, thanks again for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to our listeners.
All right. There's a lot that's happened over the weekend. What I'm interested in asking is whether you are at, I suppose, a conclusive decision between yourselves and the ANC about who you're putting forward as the mayor.
Not as yet, Pamela. We've not really had an opportunity to really have formal discussions with the ANC as yet. They're still having their own internal engagements, and we believe a section, let's say, to give them the space. We still have time, as much as we do obviously want to conclude the discussion so that we can form a government to serve the residents of Tshwane as a matter of urgency. But obviously, ANC is a huge organization. They've got the processes to follow. For us, as section, let's say, we're ready to talk anytime, even if they can call me tonight. I'm ready to get out of bed and have the discussions.
Okay. Your candidate remains. Am I understanding it correctly, or there is room for you to change, who your candidate will be?
Well, look, when ANC first approached us and we started having this discussion, proposed to them about Tshwane, where we took a decision to distance and divorce ourselves from the DA. We said, look, in Tshwane, we would obviously want to take the mayoral change through Dr. Nasipi Moya, because already serving as the deputy mayor, someone quite experienced, that highly credible person, that's the person we recommend. And ANC at the time did not really have any problem, but he says, look, let's get informal discussions after the discussion. So, but otherwise, so as far as we're concerned, that's who we're putting forward. And let's see when we start the discussions if ANC has got other plans. We're not going into those discussions with arrogance of the DA. We're going to go into those negotiations to do what is in the best interest of our city and our country.
You're not going back to the DA. You're not going back to having a conversation with the DA.
No, I think right now I can tell you my body is going to take time to heal. I don't think there would be any specialist that can heal the abuse that we took on behalf of people of South Africa and Tshwane. I think it would really request the DA to leave us alone for now, to really give our bodies an opportunity to heal.
Mr. Mashaba, I'm so sorry. You're saying your body needs to heal?
I think we've been so abused, and we took this beating because of our love for our country, but unfortunately the RDA made it really very impossible. They really thought we will just really be boys and girls. You see, the problem with the DA when they deal with you, they think they're dealing with my great-grandfather, who they called the boy. They don't realize that they're dealing with a 65-year-old South Africans living in a constitutional democracy that one day you can take the pain on behalf of his country, but somewhere along the line, the body would not really take it any longer. And that is what I've always said to the DA. Let them go and finish what they started. They wanted to talk to the ANC behind our back. Let them finish it. Let them finish what they started.
There was some ugly exchange on X over the weekend, Mr. Mashaba. I mean, you saw the boycotting, a calling of a boycott of paying rent rates in the city of Tshwane. I mean, your response to that?
It's actually quite really sad for this people who destroyed millions of our people for centuries, using force, brutal evil force. For them to, because Celia Brink, I don't really know who the hell this person is, for them to say, because I don't know, for whatever reason, then all of a sudden they must boycott before even knowing whether services will be provided. Now you can imagine, people of Khayelitsha, people of Nyanga, people of Amanskraal, who the DA gave Edwin Sodiku the contract. People of Atteridgeville, Mamelodi, Haramku, Social Group have not had services since 2016. I think it's. These are people who actually, since 1994, gave us an impression that they've embraced our new dispensation. Basically, they are saying to us, without apologizing, honestly, I think they are pushing us really too far as a black race. We take serious exception to this. Personally, I take, and I think I'm one person, one South African committed to seeing the dream of Nelson Mandela, Desmond Tutu, on creating a better future, non-racial South Africa for future generations. But we are not going to accept when you have a black leadership that wants to govern and all of a sudden they say they want to really boycott. I think honestly and truly it's a deep insult that they invoke the pain that we thought we've left behind in 1994.
Appreciate your time. Action SA President Herman Mashaba.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.